Tampa area Congresswoman Kathy Castor announced today that her pressure on the Social Security Administration to expedite disability claims in the Tampa Bay area has resulted in some positive movement. The wait for those who file for disability claims has increased dramatically in the past decade. According to the Congresswoman's office, backlog disability claims in the Social Security Administration's processing system has doubled to about 576,000 cases over the past 10 years. In July, Castor introduced legislation in Congress to expedite the claims process. Recently, Social Security Administration head Michael Astru contacted Castor about her concerns as she recounted to WMNF today.
The Tampa Bay area has the worst backlog in the state of Florida when it comes to Social Security disability claims. These are folks that are injured and maybe temporarily cannot work, or they're permanently injured. And Social Security exists as that safety net to help them through a serious injury. Well, we have received word from the Social Security Administration that they're going to take action right away because of the this terrible backlog in the Tampa Bay area. It's good news. They're going to reassign some cases to another district in Florida that has capacity to speed them along. They're also going to expedite video conferences so that once folks get a hearing that they don't have to travel. And that means a lot to someone who's suffering from a disability and maybe cannot easily travel. So I'm hopeful that this will speed things along. It's not going to solve the problem overnight. We're going to keep the pressure on. But this is good news.
You had asked back a couple months ago that you were wanting to get an additional administrative law judge in the Tampa office. What's the status with that?
They're going to expedite the assignment, but I'm afraid because this is a national problem, they're targeting and hiring about 200 law judges across the country. We had one assigned here supposed to show up, and they turned down the job at the last minute. Unfortunately, Social Security Administration says there are too many strings attached to hire someone right away. I don't know if I really buy that, but we'll work through the bureaucracy and press them and try to get some more judges on the ground here ASAP.
The letter that your press office made available to us today that you received a couple weeks ago, it has somewhat of a depressing part of it where it says Michael J. Astru, is that his name?
Yeah,
he writes that although there are no easy solutions, our goal is to eliminate our national hearing backlog by 2013. 5 years from now, that's tough, or as you know as well as anybody, in terms of the backlog we have here, that the federal government can't get its act together for five more years in this case.
Yeah, it really highlights the incompetency of the Bush administration. Again, you know, they thought it was okay to put a $1 trillion war in Iraq on a credit card, build up our federal deficit, and yet not invest in Americans and in American infrastructure. So, yeah, we've got a deep hole to dig out of, and I hope folks realize that the people who are being hurt by all this are some folks that are injured due to no fault of their own, and they're just trying to get to work, trying to get their kids to school, trying to get health care. It's a critical situation.